This travel show is brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventure.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Travel Show with your host, Ted Blank of Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventure. And we are going to go on an adventure south. And I can't wait to learn more about the Caribbean, however you say it. Great to see you. How have you been?
I've been good. Thanks for having me.
Good. So I know that this is a place where, you know, a lot of people have perhaps on a life list that they want to go see. What makes this area of our world so special?
January.
No kidding.
Yeah, I think we'll be sitting here in January looking mm-hmm. looking at each other mm-hmm. and saying, you know, that idea we had to take the show on the road to the Caribbean, we should have done that.
No kidding.
Yeah. No, the Caribbean for us here in Minnesota is a winter destination. And, you know, people mostly go there because of the weather.
And is it just always nice, or why is this the place
to go? Always warm.
Always warm.
You know, in the fall, in October, November, it can be hurricane season, so it can be a little bit rough. But generally, it's going to be pretty hot there. In the summer, it's really hot. But, you know, you got the ocean, you can just hop in the ocean and cool off.
So when people say the Caribbean, what exactly are we talking about?
So we're really talking about all the islands that basically kind of run south from Florida all the way to the coast of South America. So some of the more well-known ones might be Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, St. Lucia, Barbados, St. Thomas, Puerto Rico. Those are all part of the Caribbean.
And each of those, I would assume, has their own culture, their own traditions, their own reason to visit.
It is amazing how if you go from Caribbean island to Caribbean island, how different they can each be. There are a lot of different cultural traditions that have kind of collided in the Caribbean, sometimes violently. You know, you had the native Indians there. You had a lot of black slaves who were brought there in the 1700s and the 1800s. You know, you have British influence, Spanish influence, Dutch influence, French influence, American influence. So it's really kind of this melting pot of cultures and histories and cuisines that make it a really neat place to go.
And isn't it like even, is it St. John's or St. Martin that it's ruled by different people?
Yeah, the island of St. Martin is actually half French and half Dutch.
Mm-hmm. And they each have their own specific culture.
Yeah, they feel. They do. They speak Dutch on the one side and they speak French on the other side. They use the same currency now, but they used to be totally different. And there's no border. You know, you can go back and forth freely between the two of them. But the Dominican Republic, the island that it's on, half of it is Haiti as well. So totally different country. They speak Spanish and French.
So when you talk about where people would like to go on vacation, I know that one of the things you do is really sit down and have a good conversation and flesh things out about their lifestyle, what their hopes are. Who is the person that would like to go to the Caribbean?
So the most common way I talk to the Caribbean about somebody is they'll come to me and say, you know, we've gone to Mexico several times. We really liked it, but we'd like to go someplace new. And that's usually what opens up the conversation to talk about the Caribbean.
And it's not really that far, is it?
No, parts of it are very close. I mean, the Bahamas are very close to the United States. Parts of it are quite a ways. You know, if you're going to fly to Barbados, which is about as far south in the Caribbean as you're going to go, if you flew nonstop, it'd be about 6.5-7 hours
to
get there. So yeah, some of it's quite a haul.
So again, if we wanted to pick a place to travel or to vacation in, how would you narrow it down?
Well, so the first thing to know about the Caribbean and kind of the bad news to kind of get it out on the table is that it's gotten harder to get to the Caribbean now than it was a couple of years ago.
And what does that mean? Why?
And so there are fewer nonstop flights from Minneapolis to the Caribbean islands. 3, 4, 5 years ago, there were quite a few different islands you could fly to nonstop. Sometimes it was only once a week, but you could get there relatively easily. A lot of those flights have been pulled from the schedule. And out of the three major airlines, you know, Delta, United, American, Delta has the weakest presence in the Caribbean. So for us here in the upper Midwest, with the exception of Jamaica and Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic, most of the Caribbean is a little bit harder to get to. So if you're willing to put up with that inconvenience of maybe a single connection or sometimes even a double connection, the trade-off is you're going to go to one of the most beautiful and relatively unspoiled places in the world. But it's not as easy to get to as Mexico or the big two islands.
And if you do have a layover, would it be in Florida? Or where would it
be?
Yeah,
Miami, Houston, sometimes New York. Okay. It just depends. Sometimes San Juan. Even for some of the smaller islands, the airports can't accommodate jets. So you have to fly to the nearest big island and hop on a little commuter airplane to fly the last couple miles to the small island.
So if somebody comes into your office and they're planning a trip, they want to go someplace warm, how do you decide which island would be the best fit for them?
We're going to kind of have a conversation about what it is that they're interested in doing and seeing. And some islands have great beaches. Other ones have kind of mediocre beaches, but they make up for it by much more to see on the island itself. So things like nature hikes or zip lining or bird watching or unique restaurants. So to kind of understand what's really important for them. You know, they all have a great climate. They all have nice resorts. Plenty of places to lay back and relax. But if you're looking for beaches, there are some islands that are better than others. And if you don't care as much about beaches, then there are some other really great options as well.
So what would be an island that has a great beach?
There are actually a lot of them that have great beaches. I think Jamaica, which is a relatively easy place to get to, has some really, really nice beaches. The city of Negril in Jamaica has a beach called 7 Mile Beach, which is really quite beautiful.
7 miles,
yeah. Yeah, 7 miles. The Cayman Islands have beautiful beaches as well. Some of the smaller islands like Antigua, which is over in the eastern Caribbean, has some really nice beaches as well. Punta Cana has some nice beaches too in the Dominican Republic.
I know you said that it's always fun to take a cruise because then you get to see different areas quickly.
A sampler.
Yeah. So if you did take a cruise to explore this area, what would that look like?
So you could take a cruise that leaves from Miami.
Okay.
And if you do that, you won't get too far. You'll stay kind of in the northern part of the Caribbean. But if you're willing to fly a little farther south to either like Puerto Rico or maybe Barbados and hop on a cruise ship that focuses on those southern Caribbean islands, then you'll get a chance to see a lot of those more off the beaten path places.
Like
say Grenada, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, Mystique, you know, islands we've maybe even heard of but really don't know too much about. Aruba as well, Curacao in the southern Caribbean too. And some of the cruise ships that operate in the southern Caribbean are almost like yacht type ships. You know, they carry 100 or 200 or 300 passengers, so they can go to some of those really small islands that the big ships can't go to. There are tall ships, sailing ships, that sail down there. So if you've always been dying to, you know, try your hand at putting up the sail and stuff like that, you can do that as well. So when you get into that less crowded part of the Caribbean, the uniqueness level goes up quite a bit.
We have talked in other shows about price comparisons. Where would this price out
so generally
to other places?
Yeah, so when you look at warm weather destinations, Mexico, Cancun in particular, is going to be the cheapest place to go. Jamaica is going to be definitely more expensive than that. And when you get to some of these smaller Caribbean islands, the cost will definitely go up. You know, you're paying a little more for a more quieter, laid back, fewer tourist experience.
And what are each of them known for, these different islands?
Oh, each island is known for something different. You know, some of them are known for their rum. Each island makes a different kind of rum. Yeah, I know. Some of them have really unique birds. I mean, if you're a bird watcher, the Caribbean is just a paradise. Jamaica, believe it or not, is actually known for coffee as well. You maybe had Blue Mountain coffee. It comes from the Blue Mountains
of Jamaica,
which are absolutely stunning. I mean, beautiful, beautiful place to go. Some of them kind of aren't known for anything. You know, they're so small that they're below our radar screens. But that's kind of neat because you'll discover some really unique, kind of quirky things. There's one of my favorite islands in the Caribbean is a little island called Nevis, and it's part of St. Kitts and Nevis. And it's 40 miles around the island. It has a big volcano in the middle of it. And Alexander Hamilton was born on the island of Nevis. So you can actually see Alexander Hamilton's birthplace.
I just saw his grave.
His grave is musical. Yeah, so he could actually never be president because he wasn't born in the United States, but he was born on the island of Nevis. So lots of just stuff to discover that you'd never know about till you get there. The island of St. Lucia, which is a little bit of a larger island, has some active volcanoes. And you can actually go and see sort of like their equivalent of those mud baths at Yellowstone Park, you know, the really sulfury stuff. But they also have some just spectacular mountains called the Pitons. And they're two twin peaks that tower over the island. And the vista you have of them as you kind of drive down into the valley where they're located is just stunning.
Is tourism a big industry for these little islands?
Yeah, for many islands, it is their main industry.
So when the pandemic was going on, I would assume that that was a hardship.
Yeah,
it
was very difficult for them. And so a lot of the Caribbean islands, you know, as the pandemic started to ease up a little bit, they were really aggressive about requiring vaccinations, requiring testing. But many of them opened up pretty quickly after COVID and very safely. You know, they put in place some good protocols and things worked out really well in the Caribbean islands because they're small, you know, and they don't have big hospitals and things like that. So it wouldn't take too much for an island to be overwhelmed. So they had to be really careful. But tourism has made a really neat recovery in the Caribbean. There's a lot of growth. There are new resorts being built all
Who's
over the Caribbean.
Them?
Well, interesting. So Sandals is the big Jamaican resort company. And they've always stuck to the English-speaking part of the Caribbean. And last week, they opened up a brand new resort on the island of Curaçao, which is in the Dutch part of the Caribbean. So that's kind of a big expansion for them. And they're planning to open up one new resort every 18 months for the next 10 years. So they're on a big expansion mode. A lot of the resorts are much smaller. They're little boutique properties that are locally owned. Sometimes they're conversions of like an old sugar mill or something like that. So there are a lot of really neat boutique properties, you know, with 20 or 30 or 40 rooms that are opening up, you know, in a really nice restaurant. You know, it's a smaller place, so it's not going to be the big chain hotels for the most part.
You know, I would assume that you could go to these countries, destinations, and have a different experience depending upon what kind of a hotel even you stay in.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we're going there for a vacation. You know, we're going there to relax on the beach. And so the selection of the hotel, I think, is a really critical part to having a nice Caribbean vacation.
What do you think about an all-inclusive versus just a non-all-inclusive? Are most hotels all-inclusive these days?
So most hotels in the big popular tourist destinations like Cancun, like Jamaica, are all-inclusive. Many Caribbean islands have actually outlawed all-inclusive resorts. And the reason for that is that they really want to encourage people to try out the local restaurants and patronize the local bars and the local shops and things like that. So it creates a totally different atmosphere. And I think, you know, the nice thing about an all-inclusive is that everything's taken care of.
You don't have to think.
You don't have to think. You don't have to leave the property. But I think it's a shame to go to a beautiful place like that and never leave the hotel.
I agree.
You know, and so that's why these smaller islands really emphasize what we call the European plan hotels, which means that meals are not included.
I am in agreement with that. I think that if you don't leave a hotel, you're not getting the full picture. I love going out on excursions and learning about the culture and really seeing what's off the
meeting the people
path.
And trying the food and things like that. And there's so much neat cuisine out there, and they fish all the time. So, you know, the seafood that you can try in the Caribbean is just incredible.
So how do you know if it's a good fit for somebody, if it's an all-inclusive or not? I mean, for me, I don't think I would ever get my money's worth for an all-inclusive. I'm not a drinker. I like my nachos. I'm not really a fancy eater.
That's a really good way to describe what are going to be the questions I'm going to ask. Generally speaking, if you avoid all-inclusives, the quality of the food is going to be a lot better. So if you like, you know, gourmet restaurants, you like to try different things, unique things, you know, maybe crab nachos or clam nachos or something like that.
Yep.
Getting off the resort is definitely, definitely for you. But some people like everything to be taken care of, and they like the sense of almost not leaving the United States. you know, you're in a resort where all the other travelers are Americans.
And so you know everything what the caters food...
to, you know what the food is going to be like. Okay. And if that's who you are, there are some great all-inclusive options out there. But if you like to try different things, if you like to see what life is like for people in other parts of the world, if you don't want to follow the crowd, there are some great properties, great islands that are just perfect for you.
You know, that's why I think what you do is so important, because most people can't figure this out themselves. And they wouldn't know how to flush all this information out. So what do you think is an important piece when people meet with you? Should they come prepared with preconceived notions, or will you help us figure out what we need to know?
I really like to ask a lot of questions. And so I might ask you, you know, what's your favorite restaurant? Well, you're going to answer Taco Bell because, of course, I have nachos, but, you know.
No, I am not.
But, you know, what do you like to do when you – what's your idea of a nice restaurant? And different people have very, very different –
See, this is a great question.
Yeah, so what is your idea of a nice restaurant?
Of a nice restaurant.
Put you on the spot.
You know, we have great restaurants in Hastings I enjoy going to. We have a lot of ethnic places. I think we also have
– Nice wineries?
Yes, we have nice wineries. Yeah. Depends upon the kind of mood I'm in.
Sure.
But yeah, I'm not a super foodie person, but I do enjoy the experience. So, no, I don't go to Taco Bell.
I hear they have good nachos. But no, but I mean, it's having those conversations about where do you like to go and what are examples of restaurants you'd like to do. What do you enjoy doing for the day that you're there? You know, is it that you want to be the first person in line at the bar when they open at 9 o'clock to get a cocktail? Would you like to just sit on the beach and be left alone with your book? Would you like to go zip lining? Would you like to go scuba diving? You know, just to have a conversation about that. Would you like to sit with a book and your husband wants to go play golf?
There are a lot of places where you can do that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
So having that conversation, getting to know you, it's really helpful because, you know, islands and resorts have different personalities. And what might be a perfect fit for me might be a terrible fit for you, and vice versa.
And that's great. I mean, that's the way it should be.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
We should all do something that we want to do, and we have some precious downtime.
Yeah, and I think just because your neighbor did this doesn't mean that that's what you have to do. You know, you probably didn't go to the same restaurant as your neighbor on Friday night. You know, maybe they went to Taco Bell and you went to a nicer restaurant.
Maybe. So again, if people want to learn more, how can they go about doing that, please?
So the best way to get a hold of me is to give me a call at 651-964-8245. You can also visit my website. It's www.tedblanktravel.com. And I do send out a biweekly e-newsletter. And one of the things I'd like to talk about in that is, you know, comparisons between different islands and things like that. Or you can visit me on Facebook at facebook.com/tedblanktravel.
Ted, always great to see you. Wonderful advice. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ted Blank, this show is called The Travel Show with your host, Ted Blank of Ted Blank Luxury Travel and Adventure. We're always so happy when he stops in and shares his expertise. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA. In Hastings. This travel show has been brought to you by Ted Blank, Luxury Travel and Adventure.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms.